Can you just sort of backtrack a little and explain what Tandem looked at and what they saw?
Yeah. The Tandem trial was a trial of about 200 women. Women could have received adjuvant tamoxifen, but their randomization was to anastrozole versus anastrozole in combination with the standard trastuzumab on a weekly regimen. If patients had been assigned to anastrozole and they developed progressive disease, they had the option of being moved to receive trastuzumab. So there was a crossover allowed, and ultimately 70% of the patients crossed over at the time the data were presented by Bella Kaufman at the ESMO meeting in October and also updated at the San Antonio meeting. What the study demonstrated is that the response rate for anastrozole alone was 7%. The objective response rate for the combination of anastrozole in combination with trastuzumab was really 20%. The median time to progression was in the range of about 3 months for anastrozole and in the range of a little more than 5 months for the combination of anastrozole in combination with trastuzumab.
Now, has anybody actually just looked at what the usual time to progression is if you give an AI to a woman with a HER2-positive tumor?
No, I mean, this is really the first large study that has looked at this issue, because what we had before were data from very elegantly conducted trials of hundreds of women with ER-positive breast cancer, but that had not been evaluated for HER2, demonstrating response rates in the range of 30%, progression-free survival or time to progression in the range of about 10 months.
Because, I mean, obviously there's a ton of data out there in the trials, but I guess you're saying most of those women didn't have HER2 assays or you don't have the data on HER2.
That is right. And I suspect that in those trials that even more than 80% of the patients had HER2-negative breast cancer, because patients with HER2-positive disease really tend to present with more aggressive disease, visceral involvement, and rapidly progressive symptoms. So you see, and that's why we may have been a little bit skewed in our presumption that aromatase inhibitors were going to work very well in the setting of HER2-positive disease.
You know, you said that your practice has now changed, or you're much more concerned, it sounds like, about these women when they present or when they have metastatic disease. But, I mean, this is only one trial and not a gigantic study. I mean, do you think there could be something about the way the trial was done that would explain why they saw these results?
I tell you, I think this was a well-conducted prospective trial. And again, that's why I mentioned that there was a phase 2 study with letrozole showing the same response rate. So although the letrozole study was small, the data were very consistent with the data of anastrozole in combination with trastuzumab.
You know, when John Mackey presented this data at San Antonio, a couple of docs in practice jumped up to the microphone and sort of jumped on him and said, you know, what about the old palliative model of metastatic disease? Suppose the patient's not really that symptomatic. How do you respond to that?
I tell you, in that situation, we really need to sit down and talk to the patient, because their toxicity is associated with any therapy we recommend. If a patient is asymptomatic, the patient has one or two bone lesions, then I think an aromatase inhibitor could be appropriate therapy with close follow-up.